And now, from treasureislandoldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 7th. Sad news that one of the founders, flautist, and singers of the Moody Blues, Ray Thomas, has passed away at age 76. He died suddenly on the 4th of January, a month before the rest of the members of the band were to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He passed away suddenly at his home on the 4th of January, and no cause of death was given. However, in 2014, he revealed on his website that he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer, so not quite sure what the actual cause was. Suffice it to say, Ray Thomas, Moody Blues, has passed away at 76. In other news, this week in 1962, The Twist by Chubby Checker returned to number one, the only song ever by the same artist to achieve number one more than once, 60 and in 62, 2 years completely apart. In 1963, Gary U.S. Bonds sued Chubby Checker, claiming that Dancing Party sounded too much like Quarter to Three, and they settled the suit out of court. The Who and the Kinks performed on the last Shindig show this week on TV in 1966. In 1960, Eddie Cochran had his last recording session in Hollywood, California. He then went to England to begin a tour, and sadly he was going to end up passing away there in an automobile accident on the 17th of April. This week in 1964, the Beatles' first U.S. album was released. It was called Introducing the Beatles, and it was released on VJ Records. British and Dutch police recovered 500 Beatles master tapes that were stolen in the 70s, and that recovery took place in 2003. In 1963, the Whiskey A Go-Go nightclub, where many of Johnny Rivers' hit songs were recorded, opened in West Hollywood, California, on Sunset Boulevard. Paul Simon became the first international performer to play in Johannesburg, South Africa, after a UN apartheid boycott was lifted in 1992. Hullabaloo premiered on television this week in 1965. The guests were the Zombies and Jerry and the Pacemakers. In 1975, Led Zeppelin fans rioted before a Boston concert, causing $30,000 in damage and the concert to be canceled. Production began on the film Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley in 1956. An Elvis stamp was issued by the U.S. Postal Service this week in 1993, and it has become its bestseller still to this day. Fabian received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2002. James Brown got a star on a walk of the Hollywood Walk of Fame as well this week in 1997. John Lennon and Yoko Ono cut their hair and donated it to a charity auction this week in 1970. In 1957, Bill Haley made his first overseas concert appearance and was in Newcastle, Australia. Britain's Royal Mail issued a series of Beatles postage stamps this week in 2007. Also in 2007, the Flint, Michigan home of Question Mark, the leader of Question Mark and the Mysterians, his house was destroyed by fire, and it is a bit of a mystery, in fact, what happened. In the studio, the Friends of Distinction recorded Love or Let Me Be Lonely in 1970. The first RCA recording session for Elvis Presley was held this week in 1956 in Nashville, Tennessee. And one of the songs that came out of that session, Heartbreak Hotel. The Temptations recorded The Way You Do, The Things You Do in 64. Also in 64, Roger Miller in the studio, he recorded a couple of hit songs for himself, Dang Me and Chug-a-Lug. Jimi Hendrix cut Purple Haze in 1967. Beach Boys recorded Do You Want to Dance in 65. Elvis Presley recorded All Shook Up in 57. Bobby V recorded Charms in 63. Sarah Vaughan in the studio in 58, she cut Broken Hearted Melody. In 1969, Elvis was in the studio in Memphis, Tennessee, and he recorded the Memphis Sessions, including Suspicious Minds. And the original version and the uncensored version of Rhapsody in the Rain was recorded this week in 1966 by Lou Christie. The Hollies recorded On a Carousel in 1967. And we've got birthdays, tons of birthdays for you. Paul Revere, born in 1938. Kenny Loggins, 69. Danny Williams, born in 1942. L.D. Young from Young Holt Unlimited and Ramsey Lewis Trio, born in 36. Elvis, born this week in 1935. Little Anthony Gourdin at 76. David Bowie, born in 47. Shirley Bassey is 80. Robbie Krieger from The Doors, 73. Concert promoter Bill Graham, born this week in 1931. Crystal Gayle is 66. Joan Baez, 75. Jimmy Page from the Yardbirds and later Led Zeppelin, 72. Domenico Modugno, born this week in 1928. Roy Head is 75. Jim Croce, born in 43. Rod Stewart turned 73 this week. Johnny Ray, born in 1927. Donald Fagen from Steely Dan is 70. Ronnie Hawkins, 83. Sal Mineo, born in 39. Glenn Yarbrough is turning 85. Ray Price, born in 1927, rather. Carl Dobkins Jr., 76. Bobby Lester from the Moonglows, born in 1930. Soupy Sales, born in 26. Scott Engel Walker from the Walker Brothers, 74 this week. Billy Cowsill from the Cowsills, born in 1948. The Atlantic Records producer Jerry Wexler, who made big hit records with Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, Laverne Baker, and so many others, born this week in 1917. Scott McKenzie, born in 1939, and Slim Harpo, born in 1924. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 7th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com, and then click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.